Welcome back, everyone, to Traveling with Françoise. For those of you just joining us, I am here in Borrego Springs for the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival, which actually started Friday night. We are into the last day, but we have a whole full day here in Borrego Springs of entertainment, fun things for the kids, families to do, beer gardens, kids zone, vendors, you name it. The weather is gorgeous. It is crystal clear blue. We have a tiny bit of a breeze. It is just going to be a spectacular day. Only, about 90 minutes away from the Coachella Valley. Okay, today's show is presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. So I love where you live. They have a lot of big things coming up at Indian Ridge. I'll be over there doing a live remote in just a couple weeks. But right now, all the focus is here on Borrego Springs and Borrego Days Desert Festival. So always have, this is my eighth year emceeing the parade. And I started doing the awards ceremony last year. This year, we put a little bit different spin on it, making a lot of fun because we have all these bands that come in, all these kids that come in, and families from everywhere. In fact, our guest in the first hour, Craig, CoachellaValley.com, he was talking to people from Belgium and Europe and, of course, San Diego, Coachella Valley, East Valley, you name it. So much happening out here in Borrego Springs. And this does kick off their season for a lot more events to happen year long, all the way into the summer, and then they kind of slow down just like we do in the Coachella Valley. And one thing I want to remind you of and tell you about, because you might have some friends that would want to be part of this, or you might want to come and see it yourself, it is the Borrego Springs Film Festival. And joining us, as he does just about every single year, is Fred G. Hi, Fred.
Hey, how are you coming back again to the Borrego Days and such a lovely day?
Yeah, it is perfect out here. We're having so much fun. And you started a film festival. You know, we have our big Palm Springs International Film Festival in Palm Springs. It started out very small.
Right.
And you got the idea because of all the movies that are made out here and have been made, all the photography work that goes on out here. You decided to start a film festival. And when did you start? When did that little idea come to fruition?
Oh, it was through the Chamber Board. They wanted to have another event of some sort out here, and they asked me about that. And that was in 2010. And from that point until 2014, when we actually had our first film festival, it was all fundraising and getting people bought in to the idea that, yeah, we can actually do something like that out here. So we're now in our sixth year, and we're doing very well. We're primarily indies, and the folks that are coming to us are...
Which indies mean what?
Independent films.
Independent films,
and
okay.
The independent filmmakers that are coming to us, they're first-timers or second-timers or third-timers as far as the number of films they've done. They're all trying to find a screen. Hopefully somebody out there will buy their product or at least talk to somebody saying, hey, we've got some potentials out here.
Yep.
But getting their stuff on the screen is so important. Mm-hmm. And we have only one screen, but we treat our filmmakers with the utmost respect because we respect them as artists and respect their product. And I think that word is getting around.
Well, it shows because you started out with how many submissions?
Oh, I think, let me see. The first year we had 28.
Yeah, and you showed 24.
We showed 24 of them.
24. And now this year?
We have 281 submissions as of this day. And we'll finish our submission period at the end of this month.
Uh-huh.
So I won't be surprised if we get somewhere closer to 300.
300. And
but that's a huge jump.
That is a big
jump. And every year it's going up.
And how many out of those 300 do you show?
We'll show probably about 45 to 47 films, depending on their lengths. But we judge everything on a 1 to 10 scale. We have a huge screening committee, and we look at everything. And we're finding that more and more every year we're finding more 8 and above graded films, and then we have to grade that even higher up to get the number of films that we can actually show out here. So that's just telling us the quality of the filmmaker is going up, the quality of the films is going up, the quantity of the films is definitely going up. People are hearing about us.
And how many days is the film festival?
The film festival is a 5-day event.
Okay.
It starts Thursday the 17th of January 2019 and ends on Martin Luther King's holiday Monday, the 21st.
All right.
We always have our film festival on Martin Luther King's holidays.
Okay.
And that makes it easy to figure out every year.
Okay.
And so far, judging from the number of filmmakers that are coming to actually visit with us during the festival, which last year was almost half the number of films that we had.
Right.
The people who made them showed up.
Yeah, of course.
Which is great.
Yeah. And what's the website for people that might know someone that would like to submit a film, where the guidelines are? Where do they go?
They go to BoregoSpringsFilmFestival.org.
Okay.
Just follow the instructions there. There's a little button that says submit film, and that'll put you on filmfreeway.com. And you just follow their instructions to actually submit your film. The fee is very modest, about $20.
Okay. Wow.
What we're trying to do is get somebody a chance.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you. Great job, Fred. I mean, you've done. And, of course, you've been a historian here of your own right. You love history, and you've been following all the history here in Borrego Springs. And you've watched it change. You've been living here how long?
Since 75.
Since 75. You have watched changes. You see new restaurants coming in. But overall, can you still say that Borrego Springs still has that local hometown feel to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's no question. Yeah. We're going to get out a new library, which is probably going to be the biggest new building in town, opening December.
Yeah.
But it's not in the middle of town, and it's not so extraordinary that it becomes its own focal point and everybody else goes there and nothing else is looked at.
Mm-hmm.
No, Borrego's a nicely spread out town with its own flavor. There's a lot of places to do things in this valley, from golf to hiking to state park to art to you name it. Something is down here that's going to fill a need, and that's kind of nice, and it's very kickback, low-key.
Yeah, a lot of artists, too.
Oh, heaven's sakes, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if pretty soon the reputation in Borrego is that it's an artist colony.
You know, I've thought about that over the years because I have watched it change, and all the artists you get that come out just for Borrego Days and your Circle of Art event. You have another big event coming up in March, which is the Candlewood Arts Festival, that there's just so much, I had the word right in my head, so much to stimulate the brain out here.
Oh,
you know what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
It's overstimulation.
Yeah. It's for people that are creative, there's always something out here that you can just look around and it will cause you, it'll make you want to create. Let's put it that way. Whether it's a film, art, sculptures, you name it,
it
happens out here. All right, Fred. Well, once again, give us the website for the film festival.
It is, once again, BoregoSpringsFilmFestival.org. You can check it now. It'll have a lot of stuff from last year, but we're going to be changing everything in December when we finish all our selections in November. And you can see what we're going to show on the website. Figure out if you want to buy a pass or just buy the individual film block. But it'll all be there ahead of time.
And it is open to the public.
Absolutely open to the public.
Okay.
And we always tell everyone out there in our audience, because our filmmakers have a different tag on their identification lanyard, take a filmmaker to lunch.
That's nice. Okay, all right, folks. So don't forget the Borrego Springs Film Festival coming up, and it's in 2019.
19, yeah.
Yeah, which will be right around the corner. Fred G., always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun, and thanks for all the help that you do for me. You make my life very easy here when I come out to Borrego Springs. Fred G., folks, is one of those guys, if I need anything and I can't find anyone, I just pick up the phone, text Fred, give him a call, and he's right there, and I truly appreciate that.
And it's always a pleasure to work with you.
Wow, thanks, Fred. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have Griff Lacey is going to be joining us. He's a photographer extraordinaire. He's a golfer. He lives in town. He has a lot of stuff going on. We're going to find out what Griff does. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California for the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. We are live. The weather is beautiful. Come on down. Only 90 minutes from the Coachella Valley. Lots of things happening today. And even if you don't come today, come anytime and enjoy Borrego Springs. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs. One more time, I'm here. It's my eighth year. And joining us now is Griff Lacey. Griff, you told me a story. It was one of those crazy remotes that I had going on that I moved right in between. You said you've been on the show before. What happened that day? What did we do?
I think it was about a 45-second segment as you were going from building to building. And we were over at De Anza Country Club. We had a new golf pro, new manager over there at that time. So I was the only one who knew any history about the club or anybody at that time. And, of course, it's completely different now.
It is. Okay. Well, DeAnza, I played DeAnza a long time ago. How long has DeAnza been here in Borrego Springs?
1957.
Wow. So lots of history. Now, that's a property that has a community kind of built around it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So there was the DeAnza Estates were also established 57, 58. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in one of the first cottages that was owned by the clubs, which are now individually owned.
Yeah.
And that was built in 59.
So we have a very mature golf course over there.
Yeah, it's a Lawrence Hughes golf course. So El Dorado, up in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
There was a famous golf course in Las Vegas called the Desert Inn, mm-hmm. which is also a Lawrence Hughes. And it has a lot of the same characteristics. A good, solid, mid-century, easy walking course. For all ages.
That's nice.
So
yeah.
It gives you wonderful options.
Wonderful options. Like I did play the course. It's been such a long time ago. So DeAnza Country Club, you're a member there. You're a resident here in Borrego Springs.
Yes.
Full-time resident. Full-time. How long have you lived in Borrego Springs?
Full-time since 2006.
Okay. So
I'm on year 12.
You're on year 12. And I get to, you know, people, first-timers that come out here, and I say this on the air because we get a lot of people. I've had so many listeners now come out to Borrego Springs since I started talking about it. Probably 9 years ago or so, 10 years ago. And their first reaction is, really? We heard about it, but we didn't know all the things that there are to do out here. Now, as a year-round resident, what do you have your hands in? What do you do here? You play some golf, obviously.
I do play some golf. I'm a little bit limited due to back surgery. Mm-hmm. So I have occupied my time elsewhere. So I still love to play at least once a week.
Yeah.
But I am a photographer. And so when I'm not working during the day, real estate wise, I love night photography. I love underneath that dark sky here. So I'm currently working on a series of photographs surrounding the statues underneath the sky.
Oh, well, and I know you have sent me some photographs that I do the Facebook page for the Borrego Chamber, and I've used some of your photographs, and I didn't know because I have just been, your photographs are fantastic, and I look at them, I think, is he just doing this for fun? Is this a hobby? And I would think you have so much inspiration is the word I was looking for in the last interview, so much inspiration out here in Borrego Springs.
You just said it a minute ago when you were talking about this becoming an artist haven.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I am so at home here. It's so easy to get back to any of the three local airports, as long as you're willing just to drive a little bit more than normal.
Yep.
But I travel worldwide covering international rugby. So it's an easy place for me to live, and I can still get out and do the traveling that I need. And then I've got this beautiful location as a canvas that's ready to be painted at any time.
So you mentioned you're an artist, and you can say, is photography, is that your art?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your medium. And you are fascinated with the skies. I'm not sure how you take photographs at night because it is so dark and the stars are sparkling. I'm sure there's
long exposure.
Long exposure. Yeah, I'm sure there's definitely a trick to it. When you put your pictures out there, do you sell your photo? You're a photographer by as a job as well? Do you people,
yes.
Yeah, so when you put your Borrego Springs photographs out there of the night, and what are the comments from people? What do you normally get?
How?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Do they ask you, is this Photoshop? Do you get that a lot?
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I get that a lot. One of the things that I do is I use different lighting mm-hmm. for the statues that are out here, anywhere from glow sticks on the ground that are out of the picture that just give that little hint. To black lights.
Yeah.
Those types of things that'll turn the statues to a kind of a purple metallic color.
Yeah.
Those types of things are things that I'm playing with. But it's worked out well enough that I will be the featured artist at the Circle of Art this year in March.
Oh, congratulations.
I just signed 400 lithographs this week. So the posters are going to be available. I think they're already in some of the stores in town,
mm-hmm.
Like at the Desert Center.
Well, congratulations. So tell us a little about the Circle of Art. Of course, today is the last day of Borrego Days Desert Festival.
Correct.
Yeah, it ends later on today at 5 p.m. I think that's when the last live entertainment ends.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the upcoming events about the Circle of Art.
Circle of Art is mid-March. I think it's the 16th and 17th. And it'll be right behind us at Christmas Circle.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be multiple vendors there with artwork anywhere from photography through painting through sculpture. you name it. There'll be jewelry there. There'll be all sorts of different things there. And then, of course, Borrego Art Institute is always having wonderful displays. There's a photography display in there now. I'm not part of that, but I will be in there hopefully in the future. Once I get this series that I'm working on done.
Very exciting. And this whole Christmas circle, folks, it fills up with art.
Yes.
It's incredible. And that's a two-day event.
Two-day event. And hopefully, if the weather predictions are correct, we'll have some flowers at that time as well.
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of stuff for people to paint, photograph, and enjoy along with the art.
Along and purchase too. You can come out and purchase. You can log. That's another big weekend out here in Borrego Springs. All right, we talked to Harry Turner with Rams Hill Golf Course. I want to switch back to golf just a little bit because you know Coachella Valley, big on the golf. We have a lot of golfers now that come out here. They come out to play the courses. A lot of them might not know about De Anza because it is in a community. Is it open to the public?
It is on Mondays.
It's on Mondays open to the public. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So we have $50 Mondays. I think that's correct.
Okay.
You can subject go to change always, but the website is DeAnzaCountryClub.com or just go to your favorite search engine under De Anza Country Club. Anyways, we are open for outside play on Mondays. Okay. We do have a couple of professional tournaments that will be happening this year.
Okay.
Two are on the schedule, possible third with the Golden State Tour.
Oh.
But we have the match play coming up at the beginning of December. I believe it starts December 7th. I know that Mike and the guys will correct me on that if I'm wrong. But that's a 32-player match play tournament. The winner gets exempt for the year. Then we have another one come March with them as well. And it's the largest purses that they have on their tour.
Fun. And they're going to be playing this course that it's going to take them back in time. They're going to see how these golf courses were built.
Takes them back in time and see what the Ryder Cup team did in 1959.
There you go. They did it here?
They had a pro-am the day after it was at El Dorado introduce the club.
Isn't that something? So, Harry, Griff, I want to ask you because, obviously, you know De Anza Golf Course really well. Borrego Springs Resort, they have a golf course here. We have Rams Hill here in Borrego Springs. Am I missing? Is there another course
here? The Springs.
Here? The Springs,
yes. Is a nine-hole.
Yes.
Full-length nine-hole.
Okay.
Then we have the Roadrunner.
Oh, we so five golf. How many courses here?
And then I think the Circle, I don't know if that course is open, but they also had an Executive Nine. So two Executive Nines and then a full-length nine at the Springs and then three full-size
championship
18,
golf course.
Correct.
Championship. And how do they all set apart? I mean, obviously there's so much history at De Anza, and it's a beautiful golf course, and it's more of just a flat. It's there's not a bunch of elevation in it, if I recall.
Correct. Yeah. So if you come to Borrego Springs for a golf weekend, you will experience the modern golf course in Rams Hill.
Okay.
With the changing elevations, the huge breaking greens. And then if you switch over to De Anza the next day, et cetera, then all of a sudden you go to a completely different type of golf. Just as challenging. We like to believe it's a little bit more challenging, but it's tough to hold the greens. It's like putting on Formica sometimes.
It is a well-protected,
right? It's a well-protected golf course that doesn't look intimidating until you see the scorecard.
Okay, and then over to the Borrego Springs Golf Course, the resort.
The Borrego, it's a wonderful resort course, which is very good for anybody to play.
Yeah.
So it's just a very comfortable playing golf course. There's some really challenging moments out there with some long shots. And then there's some rewarding moments where you feel like you can make up maybe something that was a mistake earlier. So all three courses have three distinctive personalities to them, which makes it a great three-day weekend out here.
Yeah, and I've never had anybody come on the show and do this, frankly, so I'm really glad that you did, where we talk about the difference in the golf, because people might forget that there's more than one golf course up here. All right, so we covered some golf. I'm going to ask you, where's your favorite places to dine? I know we don't want to get into political stuff. You know, your small town. I know you have lots of favorites, but tell everybody about a few of your favorite restaurants here.
Well, of course, you already had Andy on, our mayor, slash
Carly's
owner, and he's a dear friend, so always give a shout-out to Carly's. But I love Red Ocotillo, yep, which is just over here to my left, your right.
Yeah.
And their outdoor seating, the way that they've decorated it, the fact that they have their own farm, that they're growing everything fresh. So all of the keywords of farm to table and, yep, all of that stuff, they live it, breathe it. So that's one of my other favorites. And then I also love Carmelita's.
Okay.
You got to go
Mexican
in and
food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's then, my staple.
I know. There are so many great restaurants here. And I love the fact that they're all family owned and operated. Even at the resorts, when you go in there, La Casa del Zorro, Borrego Springs Resort, all their restaurants, you feel family. It just has such a nice feel. No one feels,
yes,
like an outsider. You do a great job down here.
Well, and my all-time favorite here is still De Anza.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
There,
yeah,
you go. And we're actually opening up a whole outdoor patio, fire pits. So we're modernizing the outdoor dining area, and the menu's changing, et cetera. So we'll
all
have
right
a great restaurant there as well.
Griff, thanks so much for joining us today. Folks, you will see some of his photos on our the Borrego Springs Facebook page. Thanks again for being with us. Again.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. So great to have you with us today as we're coming to you live from Borrego Springs at the 53rd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. Joining us once again, he's here every time I broadcast live and has one of the most beautiful resorts here in Borrego Springs. It has a unique, wonderful history. Like I say, the options here are endless. And joining us is Patrick Sampson, who is the general manager at La Casa del Zorro. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Francois. Good to see you again. I think my fifth year.
I think so. I don't know how you find time on these crazy weekends to make it over here to be on the radio, but I certainly do appreciate it.
Well,
yes,
you broadcast live from the Christmas Circle, and there's no other place to be on this particular weekend. And so I'm here, and it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Okay, so now, La Casa del Zorro, every time I have you on, we have to talk about the little bit of the history, only because when I mention Borrego Springs to people that maybe were here a long time ago, or their folks were here, or they have friends that just come back, they always talk about a couple of the lodging here. They ask about La Casa del Zorro, and this is what they say. They go, is that the one with the history to it, is that the one that is so beautiful? And I said, yeah, that's the one. So tell us a little bit about La
Casa
del Zorro.
Well, we talk about magical in the stars of the Borrego Valley. We talk about experiential, and that's the history of families primarily out of San Diego, but a growing following from the Coachella Valley area who have been coming here for decades, yeah, and generations. Our guest history measured in generations rather than in a numeric count. 87 years of history, started as a trading post, a stop on the Butterfield coach lines in the discovery of the West Coast, and a resort second to none, tranquil. It's peaceful. It's the desert lifestyle.
It is beautiful. Now, when you describe the property, because as I say throughout the show, there's several different types of lodging here in Borrego Springs. Some are more deserty. Others are more mid-century. La Casa has just like you're in a Mediterranean village is what I'm thinking. Am I right?
The main buildings, certainly for that description, but we have deluxe guest rooms, 48 of them that are decorated as the finest hotel rooms you would find in any metropolitan area. We also have 19 1-to-4-bedroom casitas. They all have a private water feature in the backyard. They're certainly, the furthest is about a mile from the lobby. So if you want seclusion, if you want privacy, yeah, and luxury, that's where you should be, is La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa.
And their website, folks, very simple, is lacasadelzorro.com. And you know, we'll have all that on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Your bathrooms, I have to bring them up because they're spectacular. Not only do you have fireplaces in the rooms are beautiful, but at La Casa del Zorro, you have these gigantic bathrooms with this soaking tub, this huge shower, this long counter, double sinks. I mean, really, it's people walk in your rooms and go, what? Huh? And they're surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps in some descriptions, overdeveloped for this desert destination, but comforts, taken care of, glass enclosed showers. You mentioned the large bathtub, double sink vanities. Yeah. Marble floors and tiles throughout.
Nothing like being spoiled, though, Patrick. I can go for that. I don't mind.
You're always welcome, Francoise, and it's always our pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Now, you have a lot of events this season, even though you're open year-round. La Casa del Zorro,
year-round. Summer and in full season, and we have a lot of friends from the Coachella Valley who not only fly in our fly and stay packages, but also enjoy our food and beverage facilities that are open year-round as well.
Open year-round. And your stay-and-play package with Rams Hill.
Correct.
We have, I just heard of the other day, someone was telling me they're getting a group of guys together to go play Rams Hill and where they're staying, La Casa. Because you're right there. You have a beautiful package only just minutes away from Rams Hill. So it's a great combination that you have there. But the season is here. And I mentioned that you're open year-round because I wanted people to know so many international tourists come here in the summer because they want to experience desert. In the desert in the summer.
Looking to develop that. It does get warm. There's no doubt about it with 105, 110, and sometimes 120. But that's why we have 26 swimming pools at La Casa del Zorro. We're looking to develop that European business. They have long stays. They enjoy the sunshine and the heat. And this past year, we did sign up with two international airlines for their wholesale business, and that being Lufthansa as well as British Airways, and we're looking for others. There's lots of room in summer, and we want them to come and enjoy our sunshine and the casitas and the 26 pools.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's tricky for you because we all understand this desert heat, and we all have to get out of that mindset. What do they want to do in the summer here in the desert? But I know you come up. We have so much over there at La Casa del Zorro. You have a lot of fun things to do. You have the spa. You have the restaurant. Let's talk about the property. You have the Fox's Den. The bar is such the history, rich history with the mural. But you have the fine dining, the casual dining. You have everything going on there. So talking about the resort as a whole, coming into the season, what can your guests expect?
Firstly, whether you come in summer or in our full season or high season, obviously summer we have some value rates available for people in the, but the services remain the same. Mm-hmm. And people who can enjoy the sunshine might not be able to go outdoors as much as in high season, but the leisure activities are a dozen in a list long, free bicycle rentals, obviously the pools, but croquet, we call it desert croquet because it's not grassed. Yeah. Certainly Italian bowling, we have life-sized chess available, a yoga class that continues through summer, complimentary for our hotel guests, and a whole list of things that if you're interested in, come and take part in. Obviously, the tranquil part of our motto is the fact that it's also okay to do absolutely nothing and sit around and have a cocktail and read a book that you've been meaning to read for the last 6 months.
And listen to, you have all these water features, which the sound of water is so soothing. You have 14 water features that wind their way through La Casa del Zorro. So folks, once you get in there, you know, you frankly really don't have to leave. I'm telling you, but you might want to do some hiking or sightseeing. It's okay. But when you come back, it just has such a tranquil, beautiful setting. So, in fact, last night I saw two huge owls when I was coming into the event. They were gigantic up in the trees, and I was sitting there trying to take pictures, and of course they didn't pose for me, but it was so exciting.
The tamarisk trees apparently attract those barn owls, and we have perhaps two dozen that nest permanently in those trees. Our guests are always surprised to hear and see them. And for some reason this year, the Roadrunners are road running everywhere through the property. So quite exciting. And it's an extraordinarily natural visit that you can take part in Borrego Springs at La Casa.
All right. And folks, with us is Patrick Sampson. He is the general manager at La Casa del Zorro. How long have you been there now?
6 years.
Oh, boy, time is flying. Right. Now, holidays are coming. Speaking of time flying by, holidays are coming. A lot of people, you know, they want to go let someone else do all the work. And I think they can do that at La Casa.
Absolutely can. You know, we've got a five-course wine pair dinner with Paso Robles Winery happening on November the 10th. It's a Saturday. Come on down. Enjoy that one. And, of course, we wouldn't forget about our traditional Thanksgiving buffet that would be on the 22nd of November. We're ready for the people who show up for those annually. They keep coming back to us. And, of course, this time of year, unusual. We normally have them in summer, but we're continuing our supper club dinners Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. And to tie that into the deal is obviously happy hour 4 to 6 on Sundays through Thursdays. And we're also giving away half-priced full bottles of our house wines.
Do you ever sleep? No.
Despite its reputation, never. Because fun days like today, it's great to be about. It's great to be outdoors and enjoying Borrego Springs.
Well, and I want to thank you, too, also, because, as you know, I emcee the parade and I do the award ceremony. And throughout the festival grounds here, I see that La Casa del Zorro, you're very much involved with it. You have the carnival, you have the car show, you have other things. We want to, just for me being an outsider coming in, I feel like Borrego Springs is sort of my home as well. But I do applaud for all that you do for the community. You're very active with.
Thank you, Francoise. We're keen to grow that participation. We're keen for Borrego Days. We want to see it grow even further. This year, 40 aircraft participating in that flyby. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is, if a description's needed, it's a July 4th traditional parade in a small town in California's deserts. But here, 40 planes and the floats and the parade. It's big city stuff.
It is. And the marching bands. I mean, so much fun. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us again, folks. La Casa del Zorro. That's the website, lacasadelzorro.com. The phone number for reservations, 760-767-0100. You are La Casa del Zorro. Also is a perfect place for weddings, family reunions. You can cater to all sizes. You have it all right there.
Thank you, Francoise. Great to see you back in Borrego again.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll be back. Yes. Okay. Everyone, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I think we have Linda Haddock's going to be joining us. I'm not sure. We'll have somebody here on the air. But stick around. I'm coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California, the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival happening today. The festivities might end for Borrego Days at 5 p.m., but they continue all season long and into the summer. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Again, coming to you live from Borrego Days, 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. I have been doing this for 8 years now. Every single year I come, I have so much fun. I love it. I see the growth. I see the changes. I see all the new. Yesterday, the people from Belgium and San Diego and all over Southern California. We had a lot of international visitors. Of course, we were featured in Westways Magazine. How big was that? That was amazing. Just a fun, fun time. And joining us is the woman behind the scenes here that runs around like a mad person during this whole event. It is Linda Haddock. Linda, you're on every single year with me. I just love coming out here. I appreciate our working relationship. But Linda is the executive director of the Welcome Center, the Borrego Springs Welcome Center and Chamber. So welcome to Traveling with Francoise.
Oh, thank you so much, Francoise. And thank you for being out here. Fabulous MC. The parade was outstanding.
Wasn't it? It was crazy fun again.
Oh. Yeah. It was just the best. And some new entries, some very exciting ones. One of them was able to wrangle him to get him to come over here. Okay. Matt Anderson of Cloud9. He puts on the coolest thing, and I'm going to let him tell it himself now that we've got him here.
Oh, okay. Okay, Linda, but we need to have you back on, too, before we're over with, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Matt Anderson, I am looking at a card here. I saw your float yesterday, Cloud 9 Adventure, Scenic Flights and Flight Instruction.
Yes.
Now, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Francois. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I'm going to give you the website, folks, right now, and I'll do it again later on and put it on my website, but it's Cloud 9, the number 9, flightadventures.com. Look it up right now while we're talking. What is it that you do?
So what we do is really, really cool and really, really fun. So we provide flight instruction and scenic flights in a wonderful powered hang glider. And I'll describe it for you if you don't know what that is. Basically, it's a hang glider wing, and suspended from the wing is a carriage with three wheels, and it's got front seat and a back seat, the front seat for myself, the pilot, the back seat for the passenger. And we basically take off from the Borrego Valley Airport and provide scenic flights, half-an-hour flights, one-hour flights. And if you decide you love it enough, which I guarantee you will because it's so much fun, we also provide, I'm also certified to provide flight instruction. I'm a certified flight instructor under the FAA rules. This aircraft is also FAA certified and regulated, and it's super safe, super fun. We fly 40 miles an hour through the air, and on warm days like this, we can fly in shorts and a t-shirt.
Wow.
The cockpit is open, but don't worry. We do wear helmets and a comm system, so the pilot and myself and the passenger can talk comfortably back and forth in the air. The visibilities are awesome.
Okay, so Matt, I have to tell you something. Yes. I was lucky enough to fly in a Blue Angels jet. And
awesome.
I was pretty darn excited.
Yes.
But I'm looking at this thinking, I could do this.
Yes.
I was a little worried that you were going to send me up there without me knowing how to fly this thing. But knowing that you would go with this, how fun is this? Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 5 to 6 years now, flying 5 to 6 years recreationally. And this, I've just started this year. I'm trying to get the word out and get people interested in this, much like I was interested when I learned several years ago.
So when you take off at the airport, do you go down the runway and it takes off like a plane?
Absolutely. You go down the runway, full power, and I'm off the ground in about 300 feet, depending on the winds, and comfortably cruise at 40 miles an hour. We can go out and check out the wonderful views along Fonts Point. We can go north of the city and check out Coyote Canyon. We can go anywhere we want. I've got a range of about 180 miles, 12 gallons of gas, but we'll usually stay pretty close to the airport and just have a good time.
Well, there's so much to see surrounding the airport. I mean, just going out over the canyons and something. I mean, I was saying yesterday when the big American flag was coming down the parade route, I said, we really need to be up above watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Because the views are so incredible. Now, you have been flying out here in Borrego Springs how long again?
For a couple years now.
For a couple years.
Yep. And before I was flying in Ramona.
And you're flying, I was just out in Ramona.
Yeah.
So when you are flying around from up above, being able in that casual, kind of leisurely, you know, it's not like flying a plane where you're constantly looking over and out in the propeller and all this sort of stuff. What are you seeing from up above?
Well, I'm seeing the desert landscape. I see the mountains. One of my most favorite things to do is to see the rocky cliffs and the mountains, how barren and raw that they are. The wonderful colors, taking a sunset flight, and you see the sun going over to the west, or even early morning, seeing the sun pop up over the horizon, over the Salton Sea. You know, from just a couple thousand feet above ground, I can see the Salton Sea. Wonderful, big blue water that you can see. It's so wonderful.
Well, it sounds really exciting. Folks, again, it's Cloud 9 Flight Adventures. How far out can people book?
People can book out on my website. People can book out all the way through the winter season. I'm here from October through May 31st. But if you have interest in learning, I'll fly anytime.
Okay. And if I'm just coming to town for a day and all of a sudden we want to fly, we get in touch with you going through the website?
Yep. Go to the website, give me a call, and we'll get something scheduled.
All right. Well, Matt Anderson, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good luck on your new business. I know you're going to do phenomenal. People are just going to go crazy over this. Let's see. Yeah. Do it once. That's one of those. You do it once, you come back all the time.
Right. You get really, really hooked, like I did.
I bet. Well, thank you again.
Much.
Again, folks, it is Cloud 9 Flight Adventures, Scenic Flights and Flight Instruction. Matt Anderson, he is a certified flight instructor. He's going to take you up there, and I guarantee I will be doing this, and I will tell you all about it, folks. So
We'll see you soon, Francois.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for being
here. All right. Linda, this is it.
This is it.
Another year in the books almost.
We did
it. We did.
We made it bigger. We made it better.
Publicity,
we do it each year together.
I have to say, we have had publicity all over the place, everywhere. It has been crazy. You have talked to people. I know you're out and about throughout the entire event. What has been your feedback again this year?
That it was the biggest and best.
Yeah.
I have heard that over and over again. Mm-hmm. This year, based on what I'm hearing, we probably were around 17,000 people standing on the streets of Borrego Springs watching the parade. Mm-hmm. The parade entries were outstanding. People really came together. They put together some of the coolest, craziest floats and stuff.
Yeah.
We had 5 marching bands and from all the surrounding counties.
Yeah.
We had them from Coachella Valley. We had Coachella Valley High School.
Right.
We had Montgomery, Southwest from El Centro, Brawley. And by the way, folks, don't forget the cattle calls coming up. It's also cool at Brawley. But, oh, my gosh, we've just been so fortunate.
And I have to say, when I tell people you have an air parade.
Yes.
And that's what it is, the air parade. They're thinking, okay, maybe a plane or two. Well, by the time the first group of planes, I think there was 40 or something planes this time, including the DC-3 and the helicopters and whatnot, everyone is on their feet, cameras in the air, because then we tell them, you're going to get a chance now to take photographs. And it really is something to see when you look up Main Street and see everybody on their feet waving to the pilots. It really is a mouth-dropping experience.
It is. And I am so hoping that the DC-3 comes back next year.
Yeah.
They were doing something super cool. It was only $100, and you had a half-hour ride in this 14-seater DC-3.
Yeah.
They had stewardesses, because they were calling stewardesses from those days, serving champagne. And folks were literally sitting in the seats where people like Winston Churchill actually sat. And doing this beautiful scenic tour of the skies of Borrego Springs. And
lots of fun.
The park.
Well, folks, you don't want to miss it. And like we say, this is kind of, this kicks off the season here in Borrego Springs. So much to do when you're down here. Now, you have a new event coming up, and that is going to be March 29th through 31st with a new sponsor for Borrego Days as well, the Under the Sun Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the Candlewood Arts Festival.
Their Candlewood Arts Festival is going to be this amazing pop-up art festival across the desert in Gayeta Meadows, where we have the 350-foot dragon that is iconic. They're going to have other types of pop-up art, sky art. They have a curator from Los Angeles who's been examining this, and it's going to be a great experiment, a great event. They're really putting a lot of time and effort into this from some very substantial people to make sure that this provides an exceptional, authentic experience for everybody who has an interest in art and an interest in the scenic desert.
Well, the one thing I know is for certain down here in Borrego Springs, you continue to grow with your events and people coming in like Matt here with his business, Cloud Nine Adventures, but you also have managed to keep the small town charm intact. It just friendly feel. I tell everyone, stop at the Welcome Center first for all the information.
Absolutely. 786 Palm Canyon Drive, and also found easily at visitborrego.com. Mm-hmm.
And so, Linda, congratulations. Another one. What's next? What are we doing next? We have something up next.
Oh, my gosh. I have the 612 24-hour World Time Trial Championships. Yeah. It's the key qualifier that all the top contenders for Race Across America ride in. And that will be happening next weekend. 240 riders from 16 nations.
Gotta go, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Have a great time out there. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. We'll see you next time from Borrego Springs. See you next week. Bye.